Hey everyone, we'd like to welcome you to the Imperial MBA Women Podcast.
My name is Alice and I work as a client director at a digital innovation agency, and I'm joined by my great friend Sierra, who leads the healthcare and consumer division for a business intelligence company.
And we both recently completed our MBA at Imperial, which was a tough 20 months. And today we're going to be reflecting on how different relationships contributed to our successes during the time, and really how relationships impact women's success overall.
Yeah, a huge topic to get into.
So before we get into this topic, it's probably important why we preface who we are and why we want to talk about the impact of relationships on success.
When we're talking about successful women, we need to acknowledge that we are successful.
We are definitely ambitious. There is a beautiful thing about being modest, but there's also something really nice about being confident and knowing that you feel successful. Any woman who goes through the process of working full-time and doing their MBA, you have to say she's successful in some right.
Yeah, amen to that. Completely. You're right. Imposter syndrome is such a thing, but you're completely right.
And we've all experienced imposter syndrome probably more regularly than we'd like to admit. For the people that don't know you, I think it's important to say you are an amazing woman. During the MBA, you were working full time, you started a coffee subscription startup, and you entered into a relationship. And that's worth talking about.
And then you moved to London just before the MBA, started a new job, new city, and then got promoted. Within 2 years, you switched companies and you're now a managing director, and you're president of the healthcare club, which was a lot of your time, and you managed that incredibly well for the 2 years throughout the MBA.
And I think also one thing that we have to unpack a little bit is what we mean by success, because when we're saying how do relationships contribute to someone's success, or more specifically a woman's success, what is success? And that can be defined in so many ways. Some people might think that's a job title or a certain salary, but I really think success is when you feel like you're working towards a goal or you feel purpose in your life. Alice, yeah. What are your thoughts, or how would you define success?
It's a really hard one. This is definitely a tangent, but I remember once sitting down for my first kind of big graduate interview, and the first person asked me what success meant to me, and I told him it was happiness, fulfillment, all the usual things, and he told me off and he said, no, it's money here. And then I went to the next interview and I said it was money, and the guy was like, get out. So it's always been an interesting debate in my mind, what is success. But for me, I think it's definitely that state of fulfillment and feeling like you're on the right path.
Yeah
When we first thought about this, the reason why we wanted to talk about it is because it's quite a big deal, isn't it? For me, entering the MBA or for any big kind of undertaking in life, I'm very much seeing relationships as anyone, everyone in my life that is important, that is there for me, influences me, supports me, versus romantic relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. For the purpose of this chat, when we talk about relationships, we're talking about the wider context. So the friendships, the partnerships, if you're in one, but also your parents, and even the people that are in your program, or if you're talking about work, the people around you that you see day to day.
We had quite a different experience with relationships, and there's quite a nice parallel there. So I think that is really the reason why we wanted to get into this subject. So Sierra was in a relationship that ended towards the end of the MBA. And is it fair to say, Sierra, that the MBA was a factor?
Good question. Heavy question. I like to use the term that my relationship completed, because ending sounds negative and some people will commiserate for you when you become single, but it can actually be a very congratulatory thing to complete a relationship. Certain people grow together and others grow apart. And the MBA uncovered a lot about how I wanted to prioritize my time, and also how the other person supported me. I was in a 4-year relationship, so long term going into it. And then honestly, pretty much the week we wrapped up, so did my relationship. And you were essentially the opposite of that. So
yeah,
do you want to share?
Essentially exact opposite, in that I have been single for a number of years and hadn't really had relationships, romantic relationships on my radar as a priority because I had a lot of things I wanted to achieve and I really felt like I didn't want to be held back. But towards the middle of the MBA, I found the right partner to support me. And that was really important going into it, that that other person understood how much of my life was consumed by the MBA and by my other hobbies and ambitions. I think it does take a man that is self-assured to not find a woman with all their ambitions intimidating.
But I do think the people you surround yourself with, regardless of if it's romantic or if it's your parents, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers, there's always going to be people who showcase tall poppy syndrome or get jealous or don't support your endeavors. This is exactly why we wanted to talk about this, because there's so many relationships that play a factor into your success.
Yeah, I remember when I started the MBA being quite shocked at how much conversation there was around relationships and people sitting their partners down and saying, okay, I'm going to do this. Do you support me? Which I didn't have because I was single, but I know, Sierra, you had that, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big chat before starting. And I think having a discussion about being supportive and then the actual what that takes day to day is, it is really challenging. And I think people don't realize the amount of effort and energy it takes when you want to accomplish something.
It's definitely different, because I remember when I joined the MBA feeling like I was really grateful to be single, and I don't want to put that out there as like a, you need to be single to do an MBA message. Of course not. But I just remember thinking, okay, this is great because I'm completely in control of my time and I, you know, have no one else to answer to. But actually through the MBA, I think one thing that the relationships in the MBA actually do give you is it helps you to grow, it helps you to change, gives you confidence. And as I was coming through the MBA, I definitely felt as a person, I was more open and ready to it because I was more focused in my life. I felt more confident thanks to the MBA and the experience I've had. It came full circle in a way, and I then found myself in a relationship. But with relationships and success and going back to that, a huge thing for me, and I imagine for you, Sierra, is that I need my partner and the people in my life to be my biggest fans and not to hold me back. Mm. Like when I hear stories of women being held back by partners, friends, whatever, or being judged for wanting to be successful, that, you know, frightens me, to be quite honest. So I knew I needed to find someone that was 100% on my team, no matter what I wanted to do, really.
Well, we actually have some research lined up on that. So according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, if a wife earns more than her husband, and of course, we're talking about a heteronormative relationship in the sense, but if a wife earns more than her husband, the couple are 15% less likely to have a very happy marriage, 32% more likely to report marital troubles, and 46% more likely to report separating. So what are your thoughts on that?
I almost feel like we all need to let that sink in for a moment. I mean, those numbers are pretty scary, aren't they? Although to some extent, not unexpected. I don't know. Why do you think that is, Sierra?
Well, I think there's several or a multitude of reasons why that could be. But I definitely think the societal impacts of expectations or pressures on women have been changing. And it's only recently that women are leading FTSE 100 companies, or there's equal representation on boards. And I know it was just posted that only two FTSE 100 companies, I know Diageo is one of them, have more female representation than men. So what does that mean? I guess it means that they need to be support, as you said previously, if a woman's going to be successful in her career or climb the corporate ladder or invest more time into her job, she needs to have a partner that is the cheerleader, that is supporting. And that doesn't mean that he can't be successful in his own right also, but I do think there is that need for understanding and acceptance that a woman can take on that responsibility, because in previous generations, it was the woman was the caregiver and the child minder and the cleaner and all those things. And the man was more of the breadwinner type role. And so it takes time for societal change and societal acceptance. Perhaps if with those stats about the woman making more money and there being more marital troubles. Maybe it's about emotional maturity and addressing, there's so many topics we could get into about, about mental health and everything. That's a big, big thing. But I think, yeah, it's conditioning and we have to address biases and acknowledge them and then work through them. And that takes time.
Yeah, I think emotional maturity is such a good point to touch on, because another thing that really struck me through the MBA is how much growth you go through. And I think family members, friends, you know, those relationships we talked about, all of those people are going to be on the receiving end of a person going through some level of change to some extent. And I think it does take a lot of emotional maturity, awareness, acceptance on their end to cope with that. Yeah, some people definitely went into the MBA and came out a different person, I think, which is a great thing, but it happens.
Well, and I think it's about taking ownership and responsibility of your time, of your emotions. I think, as you said previously, you sat some of your friends down and said, look, I might not see you for 2 years, but please still love me and please still be my friend. But it's them holding space for you and allowing and supporting you to go off and do the things you want to do. And I think it's the same thing of if someone went traveling, are you going to cut them out because they're gone for a certain amount of time? Or do you just support people where they're at instead of putting expectations on them? So the research has shown that people are likely to be happier if they have close ties with happy people. So there's a couple papers on that. And by contrast, if people are depressed, their networks are more likely to be populated by depressed people.
Yeah. And it's that other quote around, you are the average of the five people you spend most time with. Like they're all coming together. And I'm definitely one of those people who notices straight away if someone's going to be a kind of drain on my time. I do find it really difficult to be around people that don't have a sunny disposition. And don't get me wrong, I have terrible bad days and all sorts of mental health changes like everyone does, but I'm definitely drawn to like-minded people that don't think the same as me, but challenge me, want the same out of life, have that positive outlook. Yeah. I love that quote. You're the average of five people you spend the most time with. Like, it's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. People. And it's that, and I think this was actually touched on a previous podcast on this, but that network effect, because it's clearly your close-knit relationships are going to have that emotional impact on you. But it goes further than that, because if your friend is spending time with a negative person, they'll have some reaction to that. There is the wider context of how relationships are just so integral to success and how people are moving through life.
Definitely. I don't know if you've heard of this build a boardroom exercise. It's quite interesting, but essentially you think about who your boardroom of people are and each person has a role. So for example, like you might be my friend, but you are one of my friends go to for advice around kind of entrepreneurship and startup ideas. I know you're going to give me like a ton of like enthusiasm back ideas and you're going to push me, but I might have another friend that I go to when I need bringing back down to earth. Like you build your friends have a role. And I think it's quite an interesting exercise to get a pen and paper and work out, okay, who are my like core supporters and how do I build a boardroom? As in, there are specific people that give me specific things I need. And yeah, it sounds transactional, we say it like that, but I think that is just the reality of relationships and how they are formed and so complex. Everyone brings something different to you.
I totally agree that different people provide different perspectives when it comes to how maybe excited or enthusiastic, or if they're more grounding. I absolutely agree with that statement. But do you think there's foundational characteristics that should be in the relationships that people surround themselves with?
It's probably different for everyone. That's why I quite like that build your boardroom analogy, because it's you're the CEO and you're putting the people around you to build out the things you need. But I think for me, everyone has this with their friends and family and partners, right? Is authenticity. I don't want people in my life that are not going to be completely 100% real with me, are not going to be able to share and have that two-way back and forth. But then I also think it is that thing I talked about earlier, that kind of level of like positivity as well, that I definitely personally look for, because I find it really hard to manage my energy around people that don't have that. I always like to think about things in terms of like energy as well, because you have people that can unlock something in you and make you just feel more positive and more like you can be even more than you are. And then you have those other people that kind of can take that away. So it's critical in success. And over time, and probably lots of therapy, I've learned to put boundaries in place for those people that could come and take my positive energy and bring it down.
Authenticity and a positive outlook. I like those two things. So that actually reminded me of The Alchemist a little bit. I don't know if you've read that book, but essentially it's all about living your personal journey. So people can come in and out of your life and the timing might not be right and you can love them and care about them, but you do have to stay true to yourself. And that essentially makes for better relationships. Awesome. So I think if you are on a path, and that's not to say you don't have to be considerate or think of other people, but it's also staying true to yourself in those relationships. So for me, doing an MBA was something that I really wanted to do. And I knew that the time that it took was going to be worth it for me. And fortunately or unfortunately, like my relationship completed, but I don't regret doing the MBA at all. And the relationships that came out of the program are friendship, but also there's amazing people that I feel like I'll be lifelong friends with. One thing to also mention when we're talking about societal change and societal pressure and success of women is International Women's Day is coming up on March 8th. And the campaign theme is Choose to Challenge. And that's all about a challenged world is an alert world. And individually, we're all responsible for our own thoughts and actions all day, every day. So we can choose to challenge and call out gender bias and inequality, and we can choose to seek out and celebrate women's achievements. Collectively, we can all help create an inclusive world. And you can go to the website and check out what you can do. But I think that comes back down to relationships, even just with the closest five people around you.
Yeah, completely. It's on all of us to encourage each and every person, male or female, or however you identify, to follow your dreams and think big and go for it, because you can make life what you want to make it. It just takes that one kind of person in your life, whether it's a close tie or an acquaintance, but it just takes that one person in your life to either challenge your thinking. That's a whole other thing, but I think it's really important for thinking about success and carving out your own path, because you only get one shot at life. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on it, and it only takes a couple of, you know, people or a bad relationship to really knock you off course, like you're talking about there, or to push you to say, I did an MBA, you can do it. Mm. You'll figure it out. Yes, you can't afford it right now, or you don't think you have the time. There's never a right time. Just 100% go for it. And in the context of women and higher education, and the fact that in our class we had 30% women, which obviously isn't equal, it just reminds me of the fact we all need to push each other to just go for it, right?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. So what are the key takeaways of our little chat?
Well, number one, the people in your life really matter. All the relationships you surround yourself with are going to have an impact on your success. And it's just important to acknowledge that.
Two is, if you're unsure of where you stand at the minute with those people, do the exercise and write it on a piece of paper, map out how you feel when you're with those people, work through some of those thoughts, because some of these things you don't even realize that you may have feelings or thoughts about certain relationships or how they impact you. Three is, if there is that thing that your soul wants to do or you've been itching to do. So for some of us, it's an MBA, and for some people, it's running a marathon. And for another person, it's just taking a chance at, I don't know, writing poetry. Go for it. Like, live your truth, be authentic. And that's the most likely way that you'll be able to cultivate the relationships around you that you want when you're being true to yourself.
I completely agree. On that note, we have run out of time, but it's been so lovely to talk to you, Sierra. And I hope everyone out there has really enjoyed listening to today's podcast. Don't forget to follow us on social, and we will be back in 2 weeks with our next podcast. We will put all the references to the studies mentioned in the show notes, and feel free to add us on LinkedIn or connect with us via socials.